exclusive.
Blog Talk Radio.
Reality Radio.
Grind Hard Radio. Carter. Mafioso. Grind Hard Radio. We back again on Blog Talk Radio. So tune in. Reality Radio. Live and uncut. With your host, Jit Chronicles and team. Grind Hard. Grind Hard Radio. We back again on Blog Talk Radio, so tune in. Reality Radio, live, been unplugged. With your host, Jit Chronicles and team. Grind Hard. Everybody listen up, it's time for Grind Hard Radio. With the mayor, the ball, the boss, Jit Chronicles, team Grind Hard. And your host, Carter Mafioso, worldwide on Blog Talk, Reality Radio. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We raise awareness, hip hop trivia, call us up, you might get win. Just can't be with hip hop news, keep our topics just for you. Even got a bump of the dumpies just to see what you can do. Check out our interviews, we showcase other artists through an outlet for indie artists. Grind, trying to make it through. 323-693-3043. First one to talk to the host, we'll even let you speak. We grind hard, that's what we live by. Number one up on the network, no sense, we keep it live. Grind Hard Radio, we back again on Blog Talk Radio, so tune in. Reality Radio, live and uncut. With your host, Jit Chronicles and team. Grind Hard, Grind Hard Radio, we back again on Blog Talk Radio, so tune in. Reality Radio, live and uncut. With your host, Jit Chronicles and team. Grind Hard, Grind Hard Radio. Mafioso.
All right, man. What's up? What it do, bro? This is your boy, Jit Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio. We got a special, exclusive episode tonight, man. It's your boy, Jit, in this thing by itself. I ain't got the cast and talented crew of GHR tonight. You know, I'm thugging it by myself tonight, man. You know, so I just want to give y'all a couple of things to remind us, I guess. You know, we got the season 24 finale of Grind Hard Radio this Tuesday, and you don't want to miss it, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's going to be crazy. Epic season 24 finale. Shout out to the team, man. And tune in to the network, groundhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. You can download the show via iTunes, you know what I'm saying, if you want to take the show on the go with you. You can also check us out in your Google Play Store. We are on the TuneIn app. And we also are syndicated through collegeundergroundradio.com, man. So make sure y'all check that out and more, all at the exclusive website, groundhardradio.com. Check out the cast. Check out the team. Shouts out to our executive producer, Mr. Charles Bellinger. You know, he keeps the lights on, man. So we definitely got to shout him out. But tonight, we got an exclusive interview with your boy, Tristan Hendrix. You know what I'm saying? He is the executive producer and reality star of this web series, you know what I'm saying, called Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect Chicago. I checked the show out, y'all. It's everything that you want in a reality show. Y'all know me. I am a reality TV buff. My favorite fucking reality show is Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So if you want drama, if you want music, if you want craziness, this is definitely a show that y'all might want to check out. You know, I'm kind of new to it. Somebody introduced it to me. I checked out the first season, bananas, and now they are currently in season two. And there's some epic shit going on. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to have your boy in the building in a few more minutes, man, so he can tell y'all himself. But right now, I'm going to hit y'all with a quick track. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give your boy time to get into the building. His memo should be pulling up in a minute now. But I'm going to hit y'all with a good old throwback track on this Sunday evening, man. The Lox, Lil Kim, DMX, Money, Power, Respect, Grind Hard Radio, exclusive interview. Take off.
Grind, you're now tuned in to Grind Hard Radio, radio with your host, Jit Chronicles, Carter Mafioso, and team Grind Hard. Shout out to the executive producer, Charles Bellinger. We win, number one on Blog Talk Radio. grind or die. You're now tuned in to Grind Hard Radio. We grind or die. We grind or die.
About it. We take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out the horse, wanna crowd around it. You could see me on Optimum TV. Go on your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary. 1, 2, 3. Chic ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Kaiser, walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and charms. I'm trying to ice my whole casket when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to this cat or sheep. So I can make the sound and get back the cats that's weak. 230, 6'2. Me buds for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older. Way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat alive. 1 pound fat. Eating live. 1 pound fat. Eating right. 1 pound fat.
The clock tick. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, then life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, the chicks that don't speak English. Wake up to Trinidad, like fucking I'm rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you can shit go, I can spit forget.
1 pound fat, eating live. 1 pound fat, eating right. 1 pound fat, sleep at night. You'll see the light.
Yo, nothing but the hotness whenever we drop this. Monotonous for y'all to keep hating, cause y'all never gonna stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lot is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gonna stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Turn the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Keep alive.
Yeah.
But the count's set, you mean lie.
What?
1 pound fat, eating right. 1 pound fat, eating right. 1 pound fat, 1 pound fat. This is a beat that I can freak. Just drop the rails. Bless a nigga with the ill. Y'all niggas know my skills. X from the grill. Hit 'em up, split 'em up, wet 'em up. Watch them come, get them up, shut them up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt, step back like I did work. Ain't no fucking game, you think I'm playing? Till you land, to where the junkyard's a can. Moms at home praying, you're coming home, but you not. You sitting up in the trunk, starting to rap. And hell is hot, though, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby, get the 4 pounds, baby. And let off, up in a nigga. Especially if he think he bigger. Get my motherfucking trigger. Did I, can I get my, is it gone? DMX is representing.
Why they always talking about money?
Ooh, and we bite. Get Chronicles exclusive interview with your boy Tristan Hendricks from the hit reality series Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Chicago. Y'all know I love them old school songs. I just want the old Lil' Kim back. I don't know if y'all seen on VH1 Hip Hop Honors, but baby, I don't know what the hell did her face, but you know, it's all good. We still love you, Kim. You understand what I'm saying? So, team, before we jump into this interview with your boy Tristan, for the folks out there, for my listeners out there, if y'all want to hit us up, 323-693-3043 be the number, or you can log on to the official website, which is grandheartradio.com. If y'all got any questions for your boy Tristan, you can also press 1 to talk to him, too. But I want my folks to get a feel for HLR Chicago, so I'm going to play a little expert from the show. Check this out.
Yeah, man, they say they looking for me, but I ain't hard to find. I on these blocks, they taunted with them black boys on they grind. 17 to diamond, I'm just cooling with the guy. 215 where I reside, that's where I ain't hard to find.
What up, this your boy Tristan, the executive producer of Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Chicago. You know, season 2 is right around the corner. Remember, set your date. Go on YouTube. Hit that little doorbell that's on the corner right there to subscribe. And you subscribe to our channel. Because I'm telling you, when I tell you, Season 2 is explosive from the beginning to the end. I just watched the first episode. The first episode, we already going at it and trying to kill each other. Well, we can't kill each other. But we already going at it. I'm telling you guys, it's explosive. It's explosive from the beginning to the end. We got new faces. We got old faces like me. I ain't that damn old, but I'm just the OG. And we got another OG back, Darius. Y'all remember Darius, right? The one that hit Chrissy at the last season reunion show? Yes. Darius Hill is back in the mix. What else, other surprises can I say? You get to see real life friendships like me and Deontay. He's one of the newest cast members. A lot of people don't know that's actually my brother. So, you know, that's interesting itself because you get to see a real relationship play out on the show. And things come out between us that we did not want to come out. We not blood brothers, but we best friends, and I love them. So you get to see things like that come out. You got Jasmine this season. Jasmine is definitely speaking what comes to her head. She's speaking up, man, and she's being, you know, say she's being honest, but she's just saying what she want to say. Dijon. You got Dijon doing him. You got Dijon coming hard at me. I ain't trying to get out too much, but he's coming hard at me. He's coming hard at another cast member. We got Jamil playing peacemaker this season, I guess, in a way. Once I said about Jamil, I'm not going to say Jamil is in any drama this season, but he's also a funny person to watch. I'm going to say that. Then you got Q. Q gonna start off very quiet. I'm gonna say that he's gonna start off very quiet. But it's a moment this season that made me like, oh, what the fuck was that? Damn.
All right, I can't give too much away, man. We gotta let this man tell the rest of the business. So without any further ado, I want y'all to give a warm welcome for your boy, Mr. Tristan Hendricks.
Well, thank you.
What's up, baby?
I gotta say, when you say you finna play something, I did not know you finna play that footage. Oh my, I hate listening to my voice. Why did you have to? You should have forewarned me.
Don't we all
do that? Damn.
You never know what Jit got up his sleeve, Tristan. You know how I get down, man. But I wanted to give the folks a little bit of something that you was talking about with all of your cast members, you know. But I'm the same way, brother. I hate hearing my damn voice, too.
Well, I ain't mad at you. That was nice.
You ain't mad at me
yet. Thank you for having me.
That's what's up. Hey, you ain't mad at me yet, Tristan, but the questions I got for you tonight, brother, you might be mad at this interview, but we're going to talk about it. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
so, first,
well,
boy, I want to welcome you to the show,
interview.
Man.
Yeah.
Definitely. How you feeling this Sunday night, bro? Beautiful Sunday night. How you feeling, Tristan? You ready for this?
You know, I love doing radio interviews, but this one, I got to say, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous for this one. I don't know why, but I'm a little nervous. Maybe because it's a No Holds Bars interview. And I love No Holds Bars, but
absolutely.
I'm a little nervous. But I don't want people to be soft. I want people to come hard and ask all the tough questions. And some fun
absolutely.
Questions.
And see, bro, I'm a fan first. That's why I want to really salute you. I'm a fan first. So, you know, I'm going to ask the questions that the folks think about it, but they just might not want to share it. You know what I'm saying? So, Tristan, we're going to jump straight into it, which is, and before we get into all the juicy questions, man, I want you to start off by telling the folks a little bit about yourself and your background, just so we can get to know you a little bit better. Who is Tristan Hendricks?
Okay, I like that. You already know my name, Tristan Hendricks. I'm the executive producer and a creator behind HLR. Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, Chicago. I mean, you know, you see me on a reality show, and when you think of reality TV, you like, oh, well, I already know how he or she is. But, you know, a lot this season, you see me defending my character. So, of course, my character was attacked throughout the whole season. So, you know, watching the show, you probably be like, he's a messy person, he's a shit starter, he's a bad guy. And that's really not true. You know, even the ones that don't care for me, they can't sit here and say I'm a bad person. I'm a caring person. I have a big heart. I really do. I'm just crazy as hell because when people piss me off, I tend to, like, call them names. But it's just me really defending myself. Honestly.
Well, yeah, anytime you got a whole bunch of people coming at you at one time, man, you're going to want to defend yourself. So I understand where you're coming from wholeheartedly.
I have two raccoons coming at me at once the whole season, and I'm really like, I'm scared of animals, so I don't want them to bite me and give me rabies. So I have to defend myself. Well, not two raccoons, but like a monkey and a Grinch. And I didn't know Grinch even existed, but you know, I'm nervous. I'm sorry.
Now, that's what we call shade. From where I'm from, that's shade all day. Now, I wasn't going to ask you this next question, but you kind of led me into this. And I want to ask you this, Tristan, because I do something called Reality Radio. And with us, we're doing it live. So with y'all being on the television and y'all being on the screens, y'all take the episodes months in advance, right? Am I right?
Right.
And then you go back and watch it later. So I want to ask you this. Let's say if you were in a situation, you got into it with somebody, y'all squashed it, but once it's played to the public, you know, y'all probably got past it. That happened 3 months ago. But once it plays out to the public, do y'all rehash those same issues, and is that a conflict for you watching it back?
That's a great question. Some people this season made up. And once they rewatched the footage that the other person said about them, they had another falling out. Or the other person felt some type of way about it. And then some people, you know, we got to do the reunion show. So, of course, the reunion show, you know, it's funny because reunion shows is nothing but a setup to me. Because it's like, okay, I got my buddy next to me. At the beginning of the season, we had a falling out. Now we done made up. Now we got to talk about this falling out again after I done made up with this person. And the reunion host going to ask these questions that I don't want to talk about no more. And it's like he or she going to get in her feelings, which is going to make me get in my feelings. And now we going at it. So it's like it depends on who it is. It was one person like Dejan. When he rewatched the footage, he would go on social media and say things that he shouldn't say. And I'm like, well, we already made up, so why would you go on social media and do this? And, you know, he's like one of the main people that did that. And then Deontay had a moment where he saw something that was said, and he wasn't happy about it, but he knew about it, and we talked about it, but he had some feelings towards it, and I couldn't understand that. And he'd be like, we remember I told you this was happening, like, you know, don't be mad. But, you know, but this was their first season, so they had to get used to it. And I'm pretty sure for season three, the people that's been here done that, they'll deal with it a better way.
Most definitely. So Tristan, would you say you have to be a strong person? You got to have a hard shell to be a reality TV star? Because, I mean, just for me, just listen to what you say, that would be hard. I would hate to argue with somebody, we squash it, and then much later, when the public see it, we rehash it. That would get on my fucking nerves, you know what I'm saying? So would you say you would have to be a strong type of individual to be a reality star?
Most definitely. This is what I tell all my cast members. You cannot be a weak person trying to be a reality star. You cannot. You have to have thick skin, because people like me, I had a tough season. Season two was one of my toughest seasons. I thought season one was tough, but season two was very tough. And I was in situations where I was like, I'm just not used to this. Like, you know, drama is something, but damn, this is a whole new level type of drama.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I'm not trying to sound cocky or anything like this, but honestly, I'm not. But I feel like a lot of people, if they was in my shoes dealing with being a producer and a cast member, they probably would never made it, because I probably would never made it neither if I knew I was going to deal with all of this. And I tell people all the time, if I knew it was going to be this damn much work, I would never did it. But I'm this far, so I'm not going to stop. And I feel like I can't let down people. I just don't want to let nobody down. I don't want to let myself down. But you most definitely have to have thick skin to do this. You cannot have, excuse my life, you cannot have pussy in your blood and be a reality. So you have to have some fucking balls. And that's real.
Some big kahunas. I can respect that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Most definitely.
All right. So, bro, I want to know what influence or inspired you to do Hustle, Loyalty, and Respect Chicago. Like, I mean, was it something that just came to mind? Was you inspired by a television show, a person? How did it all come about?
Real Housewives of Atlanta really influenced me to do the show. And then I always been like around a group of people. It's like I always grew up with like a partner in crime or something like that. And then as I got in high school, it was like a group of us. And our group was kind of like a reality group in a way, but it's just the difference between them. Well, no, I ain't gonna say that neither. We had real, like, deep problems, so that's why, like, Deontay was part of that group, and that's why I really wanted him on the show, because it's like season two, you get to see something from my background on the show. Like last season, you saw like Mia Boss and Chrissy background. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be cool to see the producer's background by having one of his close friends on the show. So, you know, we always had problems in our group, but we actually cared about each other. And it was like, why not get paid or get some hype off of this fighting that we do instead of just sitting there, you know, getting nothing from it? I don't even know why we're fighting.
Right.
Most of the time.
That's real. No doubt. That's what's up. All right, so I'm going to switch the question up a little bit. You was mentioning producing. I understand that you got your own production company, Hendrix Media Production. Can you tell the folks a little bit about that? Would that be producing the season three of HLR?
Yes, Hendrix Media Production is just launched. Was that last week or 2 weeks ago? I probably should remember the date, but it was just launched, I think, a week or two ago. And yes, I'm the president and CEO of that company. Season three will be up under Hendrix Media Production. And the reason for that is that my co-producer, Orion Craig, which HLR has been under his production company for 2 seasons, will be leaving after season 2. So I was like, well, you know, I want somebody to be, you know, I want the production company to be like a head company that's got some say-so in HLR. And since I'm the only one that's going to have some say-so right now, I came out with my own production company. And I don't know why I didn't ever think about it a long time ago.
That's a boss move.
Dope. It's pretty dope. So I'm like, why did I not think about this a long time ago? But Orion definitely influenced me to do it. So shout out to him for hooking me up. And he the one made the logo for me. So shout out to him for that too. And he made the production video. I think that's what we call it, a production video. So yeah, he made that too. So shout out to him for that, and thank you for that. So yeah, that's how that came about. And yes, it will be produced in season 3 alongside with other production companies as well.
That's like what's up. Well, I gotta salute you, brother. Yeah, that's a boss move, Tristan. So I gotta salute. That's big. Alright, I got a couple more questions for you. We're going to play the word association game with Tristan. We also got some callers on the line, man. It's going to be a good old interview. So let's get down to some more deeper questions. Tristan, I want to ask you, do you believe or is there any genuine friendships on HLR? Who would you say that you closest to on that show the most?
I'm closest to Deontay. Just because we have a friendship outside of the show too. And I think in the other close relationships are Jamil and Jamil and Q. Jesus. And I'm close to Darius. I'm close to Darius too. But Jamil and Q is like besties, and I'm like super cool with Darius and Deontay. But I have felt sometime this season, since this is No Holds Barred interview, I guess I get to say and spill all the tea. But I have felt sometimes.
Me and Kermit ready. Go ahead and spill the tea. We ready.
I felt sometime this season that some of the relationships wasn't genuine, like me and Q's and me and Jamil's, because, you know, I kicked off the season filming with them. And we did a lot of filming together. But, like, once the camera stopped, you know, our relationship kind of stopped. And I actually liked it hanging out with them, because they was one of the main two people that was giving a lot of time into the show. And they was the main two people that was, like, Team HLR. Not Team Tristan, just Team HLR. And I'm down with that. You don't have to be Team Tristan as long as you Team HLR, because HLR ain't going to never do nothing bad to you. They was just Team Tristan. Team HLR. And, you know, we really kicked it off very good. We walked into the season not knowing each other from Adam's House Cat. We built friendships. And it's like once filming stopped, we just fell off. And I hate that. I wish we would have kept going, you know, like maybe going out to eat, hanging out, talking on the phone. That would have been cool, but it didn't happen. So, hey, I ain't tripping.
No doubt. That's what's up. So, Tristan, who would you say is the shadiest on your show besides yourself? Who's the shadiest?
You
throw shade too, though.
Now, that's a good question, but that's a funny question too. I think all of us are. I think everybody, even Jamil, the one that don't even be in drama, but he's shady, and he knows it.
Jamil is funny. I like it.
But it's two types of shade. It's fun shade and it's the shade like shade.
Cut to the white meat shade. I know what you mean.
I'm trying to star shit with you, shade. And I wouldn't say Jamil and Q is star shit shade. I think they funny shady people. And me and Deontay can be funny shady people too. But then when we don't like you, we gonna shade the fuck out of you. Like, that's the wig you got on with that fucked up ass edge control in your hair, you know, stuff like that. So I think all out of everybody is shady to me.
Okay, no doubt. Who would you say is the messiest person on HLR.
Say that again.
Okay. Who do you think is the messiest person on HLR?
Oh, well, you know, they gave me that title. They gave me that title, but I don't accept it. I think, hold on, I'm sorry, hold on real quick, hold on.
No problem. We just gonna let the beat ride.
I'm sorry.
It's all good. You got it, boss, man. It's all good.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. But can you say the question again?
One more time. Who do you think is the messiest on HLR?
I think Dejan and Jasmine are.
You gonna leave like that?
Yeah, because, you know, we're not even filming anymore. And it's still drama going on, and it's coming from that side. And it's like, you know, we're not filming, so we don't have to see each other. We don't have to talk to each other. It's really a choice. And they choose to keep talking to me. And when they talk to me, they choose to keep starting stuff. And it's like, you know, like we done filming. I'm not saying we only fighting for the show, but when we filming, of course, we kind of like have to be around each other. So that's what started
Absolutely.
A lot of problems.
Most definitely. All right, y'all heard it from the boss himself, Mr. Tristan Hendricks. You understand what I'm saying? So I want y'all to keep it locked to the special exclusive one-on-one interview. I will be taking your calls in just a minute. We also going to play the word association game with your boy Tristan, and I have a lot more questions. So make sure y'all keep it locked. If y'all want to hit us up, 323-693-3043, be the number. Or you can log on to the official website, and that's groundhardradio.com. We're going to take a quick music break. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to play one from my camp over here at Ground Hard Radio. This your boy Carter Mafioso with Mashing. Keep it locked. GHR, HLR, exclusive. Take off.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Man, hold on. What was that?
One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio. Take off.
High time, E&T, 803, Carter, Mafioso. Nigga, get up on my level. Got flows, got hoes, got cheddar. Won't stop till I make it better. Keep my foot up on the pedal. I'm mashing on them niggas. I'm mashing on you hoes. Nigga, get up on my level. Got flows, got hoes, got cheddar. Won't stop till I make it better. Keep my foot up on the pedal. I'm mashing on them niggas. I'm mashing my status, I'm in my prime. Ain't too many like my kind. Ain't scared to speak my mind. Put that BS to the side. Stop smiling in my face. I see the hate up in your eyes. I got my middle fingers up. Mean mug while I'm mashing by. Mafioso face be mobbing. Blow that hood like off day. Put on for the foot, but in real life I see you walking. Mash on your niggas and mash on your hoes. Hate the block, all my foes. Chop in the winter and the summer of the fall. On my grind is all I know. From west hill to schoolhouse road. Mashing past the party town. I won't stop till I make it better. NSC up in my town. Keep my foot up on the pedal. No stopping, keep on mashing. I got flow, got hoes and about that cheddar. Gotta keep on mashing round. Nigga, get up on my level. Got flow, got hoes, got cheddar. Won't stop till I make it better. Keep my foot up on the pedal. I'm mashing on them niggas. I'm mashing on you hoes, need to get up on my level. Got flows, got hoes, got cheddar. Won't stop till I make it better. Keep my foot up on the pedal. I'm mashing.
803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-803-
your boy Jig Chronicles. I'm live in the building with your boy Tristan Hendricks from Hustle Loyalty Respect Chicago. We in this motherfucker mashing tonight. You understand what I'm saying? So I got a couple more questions for you, Tristan. I get some folks on the phone lines. If y'all want to, all you got to do is press one. There's a lot of folks on the line, but if you want to talk, press one and we're going to cue you in. But right now, Tristan, I want to play the word association game with you. And basically, how this game goes, I will say each of your cast members' name, and you would have to tell me the first name that comes to mind in one word. It could be good, it could be bad, it could be negative, it could be positive, whatever you want. You ready to play, bro?
Yeah, I guess.
We're going to put some minutes on the clock real quick. All right, we're going to scroll down. Let's see how good my knowledge is. All right, we're going to start off with your cast member, Jasmine Nicole.
Hate her. Yeah. Disgusting.
Wow. Q. You cast member Q.
I don't know. I don't. Just keep my eye on him because you never know what may happen.
Okay, we're gonna keep our eye on Q. That's what's up. Jamil.
This game is very crazy.
Entertaining in his own way.
Entertaining in his own way. That's what's up. That's what it is. Now you gotta correct me if I get these names wrong, Tristan. Is it Devontae?
Deontay. Yeah.
First thing come to your mind when you think of him?
He don't like nobody.
You don't like nobody. That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right. Dijon.
Scary.
Scary. All right. That's what's up. He was run, brother, run this season, huh? Running from every team. Let me stop. I'm just a fan. I'm just saying what I like. That's what's
up.
Well,
that shows that you watch the show. I'm happy you watch the show because I'm not crazy.
Had a little bit of run, brother, run, but it's all good, you know. Darius.
Crazy.
All right. I'm going to hit you with the blast from the past, man. Chrissy, season one.
I need a check. A crazy check.
A crazy check. Yeah, I think so. You know, I supposed to got one, but I went to Ezra. That's what's up. That's what it is.
They
and
denied.
Tristan, you have survived the word association game. You survived it. That was fun. I don't know if Tristan enjoyed the game, but you know, I was thoroughly entertained.
It was fun. It was new. It was new to play on a radio show. I'm like, okay, I like that. Okay, I definitely want to come back now.
We got to switch it up. That's what's up.
I gotta come back to the studio.
Absolutely. So we're going to get back to some of these questions before we take some calls from you, bro. I want to ask you this because you did mention this earlier in the interview, that you're the executive producer and the cast member. Now, me being the person that I am, I know that's extremely hard, and I want to tell you this too, Tristan. I remember 5 years ago when I was shopping my show around to the executive producers, and they was like, well, hey, good idea, but are you going to be on the show? Because I wasn't going to do Ground Hard Radio. I was going to let the artist do it, and you know, my executive producer said, hey, it'll be a good look if you get on the show with them. Now, I'm glad he said that to me because here we are 5 years later. We got millions upon millions of listeners. We all overseas. We over the world. We can reach everybody. So it's a good thing.
Okay.
But from you, bro, I want to know, is that hard for you to be? Because I got to imagine being the executive producer and the cast member, you getting it on both sides. So has that been a struggle for you?
Well, you know, my co-producer, Orion, he's been with me since last year, the beginning of season one of HLR. And he was like always 50-50, like, you should be a cast member, you shouldn't be a cast member. But he always wanted me to be this certain cast member. And if I was this type of cast member that he wanted me to be, then I would be watering myself down. And then that takes away from the reality world. So I always want to be me, you know. And I get and I understand the character that he wanted me to be, but then that'd be kind of like scripted. And I'm like, no, don't do that. So, you know, it's definitely hard because we got some people that understand my position, being a cast member and a producer. Then we got some people that don't understand the position, and they against it. And even some of my cast members are against it, and some of my cast members agree with it. You know, that's okay. But I'm here, like, if you are against me being a cast member and a producer, I'm here to explain why you should be you should be with it. Because there's plenty of reality stars, and not even just reality stars, just people that produce in movies, reality shows,
of course.
Plays,
yes,
whatever. They are cast members. And don't get it twisted. Them shows that you see that scripted, they have drama too behind closed doors. Because the difference is you see it on here on HLR, you don't see it on their show. Me being a producer and a cast member shouldn't be a problem because I had two producers behind me too, holding the show down. I had two producers, and that was Orion Craig and Daswin A. Brown. They was holding the show down as well, so that's why it was so comfortable for me to be a cast member and a producer. Mm-hmm. Because I had a conversation with Orion before filming had started for season two, and it was me telling him that I wanted to be more of a cast member than a producer this season. And I got a chance to do that because when I first started HLR, I started it because I wanted to be a reality star. And I feel like I was too busy trying to focus on the show and not give, like, Orion that opportunity to step up. So that's why season two, I gave him that opportunity to step up as, I'm the producer, this who I am, and I'm calling shots too. You know, and I wanted him to feel like that. So that's what made me feel comfortable with being a producer and a cast member.
No doubt. So you don't regret it.
You
don't regret doing both.
I can do both. Did I make mistakes? Hell yeah, I did. And some of my cast members helped me realize that. And I'm a big boy that take responsibilities of my actions. And yeah, I made mistakes, but I wouldn't be human if I didn't. So we all make mistakes in life. But thank you for helping me realize the mistakes and I'm going to promise you, I'm going to try not to make the mistakes again.
No doubt. That's respect. I can respect that. So I want to ask you this one more question before we take this call that's on the line for you. I want to know, how do you handle negativity? And the reason why I'm asking you this question, because, you know, just being a fan, just being the person that's watching, I've heard you set up people. You the set up man. You the villain. You shady. You messy. And I know all that comes when you're in the public eye, you know, social media tear you up, all that stuff. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to know, from a personal standpoint, from you, Trishan, how do you handle negativity?
I learned how to deal with it in a way I learned how to deal with it. But when it's coming from my cast members, I kind of deal with it differently than I deal with people that's just supporting the show. Because cast members, I have to work with them, I have to see them, and I know where they're coming from when they say the things that they say. And it's normally from a bad place, like Jasmine and Dejan. But a lot of the supporters just watching from the outside, so, you know, they don't really know everything. That's, you know, I put my social media information out for people to hit me up and ask me questions so they can have an understanding. Because not all the time you're going to have an understanding watching a reality show. Want that one thing, you're not going to have an understanding all the time. But you're always welcome to hit me up and ask me questions. I saw a viewer say on one of our episodes that they support the show, they love the show, but they hate that Darius is back because he put his hands on Chrissy. And people think that, oh, HLR just was like super okay with it. And we was not, come on now, we was not okay with him hitting her. We was not okay with that. And nobody knows what happened behind the scenes. And that's kind of irritating me because nobody knows what happened behind the scenes with me, Darius, Orion, and Daphne. Because you hearing it first, we put out a statement. That's when they put out a statement about him hitting her. And I think I maybe even put out a statement. But we was totally not okay with it. Now, firing him and taking him off the show, we didn't feel like we needed to do that neither. But when Chris...
But y'all did reduce him from main cast member to more like a supporting cast member, am I correct?
I am so happy you noticed that. I was just going to say that, too.
That was a boss move, you know, because, I mean, you know, you can't put your hands... You shouldn't be putting your hands on nobody, period, you know, but it just looked crazy when a man does it to a woman, you know, so I feel like you definitely made the right decision. You didn't want to necessarily take off, because he was a key player in season one. You didn't want to necessarily just drop him off, but, you know, by reducing his filming, I think that was proper punishment, if you want to say it like that.
Plus, when Chrissy made her exit, it made it easier to bring him back. He was not brought back until the first week of film. The first week of filming. Because he was not going to be brought back because Chrissy was supposed to be back. And since Chrissy got let go for the stuff that she did, it was like, okay, Darius, you can come back, but this and that, blah, 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 blah. You cannot be a full-time cast member. You're going to have to fix that. And
that's a shame.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right. Y'all heard it first. Y'all heard it from your boy, Tristan. Real quick, bro, we are going to take a caller. They've been hanging on tight since the beginning of this episode, this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to take it to the phone lines. 708 is your area code. Your last four digits is 8163. You're live with Jit Chronicles and Tristan Hendricks. Who we got?
This is Kathy. I have several questions for you, Tristan.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Okay, first I got a comment to you. I do love the show. However, I do think that you could work on the sound because some of the sound quality be horrible when you're trying to watch it.
Uh-huh.
And the angle when they record it.
Okay, thank you for that. I honestly thought the sound got better. No, I'm going to say the sound did get better from season one. But there are some parts throughout the season that it could have been better. But I understand. Thank you.
Okay, so one of my questions he had already asked, but as an EP, do you think that you could have kept some of the drama down to a minimum by not being so messy?
Well, see, I don't know that people forget the meetup that we had at the, we call it a park, but it was at the Wishing Well, to be honest. I set that up because my purpose was setting it up because we was all going at it too hard. And I was like, come on, okay, let's set it up and let's get back on the same page. That whole week, we did not film until that Saturday. And I set that up maybe on a Monday or a Sunday. And we spent the whole week with no filming. And when we got to that day, that Saturday, Dejan was going on social media, going in so hard on me. And it was like, come on, why are you doing this now? Like, we meeting up Saturday. We get to talk about our problems with each other. Let's move on. And he kept going on. I kept telling him, like, why do you want to keep starting stuff? And he did some things that was, you know, he put my family in it, and he started talking about my family members and my personal life. And I'm like, why you want to do this now? Let's wait until Saturday to talk things out and face-to-face. And he just wouldn't do that. And I was, back then we got to Saturday, I'm on a whole new level. I'm trying my best to not hit you. Because you done overdid yourself for a whole week bashing me on social media, trying to embarrass me. And it's like when we got to that meetup, I was at a whole new space. You know, I just at a whole new place.
Okay. My another question is, when will you start recording season 3?
Good question.
I'm sorry, say that again.
When will you start recording season 3?
Ooh, good question. In a couple of weeks, not a couple of weeks, but in a few weeks. In a few weeks. I ain't gonna give no date, but trust me, you probably check out the Facebook pages. You'll see when we, at least when I start posting pictures. But in a few weeks, we will be going back into filming. And you know, people probably be like, why y'all going back into filming so early? But there's reasons for that. And if I say that, just be me talking too long. So I'm not going to get into details.
Okay. Now, getting a little personal, which, how close are you and Darius? Because I seen an episode where he was calling you daddy.
You always call him daddy. She good. I might need her to co-host an episode with me one time. Go ahead and ask your questions, baby. You better ask some good questions.
Oh, gosh. I can't. It would be good if I can say that's too personal, but when you're on a reality show, you can't really say that because you open the cameras up to your life. So, but me and Darius is just friends. Oh, my God, why would you think such a thing? Jesus, that is so inappropriate.
Sure, Big Daddy.
No, uh-oh. Stay tuned to episode 7. At the moment, it's a moment this season on episode 7 where in episode 8, the season finale, kind of like messed me and Darius' friendship up, and y'all can watch when it come out. So, I mean, we're in a better place now, but we hit rock bottom again.
Okay. Do you consider Darius talented?
Darius is a hustler, yes.
Vocally talented. Let's keep it 100.
You said vocally.
Now,
the man's saying.
This is the thing. I have always said, and I said this on the show, Darius can use a little help on his music, but he cannot take away. What I respect from him is that he's a hustler.
I'll take nothing from that voice, honey.
Now, I'm not going to the voice, but I'm going to say he's a hustler. And he's probably one of the top hustlers on the show. He's probably over me. Well, I don't know. I'm working hard now, but at one point, he probably was even over me. So he's a hustler, and nobody can take that from him. They can support his music or not. This boy put a lot of money into his music, and he got a T-shirt line coming out. He put a lot of money into that. He put a lot of money into whatever he's working on. He put more money into it than I would. So
he
doing.
I got to give him that. He hustles.
If he's broke, that's probably the reason why he's broke, because he spent a lot of money.
Right. Okay, so who was your favorite and your least favorite cast member?
She just took over my damn show. Go ahead, baby. I'm going
Deontay was my favorite because he had my back the whole season. And my least favorite would be Dijon.
Okay, and let me see. Mm-hmm. Okay, you asked that. Who was the least?
Who was the least?
I do. I got a checklist, and I'm checking them off as he answers them. Who is the least?
Maybe you gotta follow me on Twitter at Jit Chronicle. We need to work together or something. I like you.
Go ahead.
You're a fan just like I am. Go ahead. Go ahead, babe. What's your next question?
Who's the least talented, vocally talented cast member?
Y'all are really trying to get me in trouble.
This is a young lady asking these questions, but I do want to know.
I said I was going back into filming in a few weeks now. You know my cast members are listening to this interview.
And I can ask you what I want to when I'm asking, so I'm waiting on my answer.
My cast members are listening. We got Q and Jamil already making Facebook statuses. Like, damn.
Oh.
I'm answering the question.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Who's the least talent? Probably Jasmine, just because Jasmine.
Not insane, but okay.
She had a tagline talking about music, and from, you know, after the whole season, looking back, music really wasn't her main focus. You know, like everybody else on the show is into music, and for the record, HLR is not a music show. That just happened. Everybody that's happened to be into music, but we got new cast members this season. That's into a whole nother field. But anyway.
Okay.
But Jasmine, because she, you know, I thought she was like, music was her main focus, and it's not. She can sing, but she, you know, not serious about it, so whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
And she's
my...
Jasmine, so whatever.
My last question. Is, you can, but you didn't. I was at, have you made amends with the cast members that you had problems with, and the ones that you didn't watch? I mean, I know you and Jasmine and DeJohn still beefing, but
me and Mia Boss, that's cool again. Me and Chrissy was trying to get back to that place, but then she wound up doing what she did. And then me and Ice Mike and Brandon was cool already. So, yeah, me and Mia Boss is cool again. We back in a good place.
Okay.
And I'm happy
well,
about that because
got
we had
to
a real friendship.
You about you.
But everybody...
But it was nice talking
you
to you.
She said she got all
you.
The good questions she could get up at you.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting HLR. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thanks for calling, darling.
No problem.
All right, that's what's up. Damn, I should have made this show 90 minutes, you know. So, Tristan, you don't mind if we go a little bit in overtime a little bit because I got a few more questions for you. Folks, if y'all want to talk to Tristan yourself, 323-693-3043 be the number. All you got to do is press 1. Tristan, I want to know, is there any details that you can give the folks about the upcoming reunion? I know you can't say much, but could you give us a little morsel, a little drop of tea or what to expect?
That's a good question. The reunion show is, all I can remember is, it's explosive from the beginning to the end. I honestly think, like, we probably was like 10 minutes in before a gentleman got out his seat. So,
ooh.
Yeah, that's happening that fast, then normally you're going to have a good show. So
look
it was up. Heated right away. Because
I can't wait to see it.
Because I'm going to say this, you know, we spent a long month around each other, dealing with each other. And we had real problems. And we didn't come to the reunion show mad. We came to the reunion show pissed off. Everybody was pissed the fuck off.
Oh, wow.
So, you can add, you can put them puzzles together. Everybody
okay,
pissed
then.
Off.
It went down.
We all around each other long hours. And it was hot a little bit. It was real.
sound like I would have had to bring a damn security guard. That's what's up. You got the folks out there
well,
waiting, man. So we can't wait to see that season come down.
Well, I had
when does
play,
the next episode
to
drop,
Christian? The next episode is coming. It's coming. That's all I say. It's coming.
It's coming soon. That's what's up. All right, when it's all said and done, what do you want your legacy to be?
I want people to know me as a genuine hard worker. I'm good with
that. That's respect. That's respect. All right.
All right, so Tristan, is there any place, websites? You know, this is your promo time. This is time to get on your club. Okay, so folks want to work with you.
Are we done?
Excuse the music, y'all. When the music turn up, that means it's time to go. Because we are overtime. But is there any place or websites the folks can go to check you out at in case they want to work with you, do business? Get all your plugs out there, bro, so everybody can go follow you.
You can subscribe to the YouTube channel at HLR Chicago, Hendrix Media Production, Hustle Multi Respect Chicago, either one. And also on the episodes, we do have the cast members' social media information too. So you can go to them, go to watch the episodes, and you can find out the cast members if you want to talk with them or do any type of business with them. Add me on Facebook at Tristan Hendrix or Instagram, the_real_Tristan. I give all type of updates, like the Facebook pages, Hustle Loyalty Respect Chicago, Hendrix Media Production, and I don't do Twitter, and I don't want everybody to know my Snapchat, and that's it.
That's what's up. You don't want nobody to know that Snapchat. Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Not everybody.
I want to know, do you got any last words or shout-outs you want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
Shout out to my cast member, my production team, Orion Craig Productions, Glory Angel Productions, owned by my two camera guys, Patrick and Orion. Shout out to all the supporters. Shout out to you for having me on the show. Asking good questions. Very, this is a great, great, great interview. Like I said, shout out to all my supporters, to HLR that support me, support my cast members, me and everyone else. Truly, truly appreciate it. So let's keep that going. The HLR takeover is officially here, and the movement is officially moving. So let's go.
That's what's up, man. And you know, Trish, let me tell you something. I respect you. From one brother to another, a boss always recognizes a boss. So I see you out there doing your thing, man. So always keep your head up. You welcome back to this show at any time. And I'm pretty sure after this interview, we might be doing some more one-on-ones with the team HLR. You know, we need to make this.
This
a business. You understand what I'm saying? But I really appreciate you taking time out your schedule to come through and let people get up in your business, because you let them do it all the time on the show. You know what I'm saying? So I salute you. It was great talking to you, good brother. And hope to talk
to you
soon, man. You did an incredible job. Great interview tonight.
Okie dokie. Thank you for having me, and I'm going to wait to come back.
That's what's up. That's what it is. Make sure y'all keep it locked. Ground Hard Radio, groundhardradio.com. We out this thing, man. Deuces in my Chris Brown voice.
Hell no, I want to holler at no motherfucking trick. He all over there smelling like bunky.
What you got
played
by that
dude?
Hell
no,
nah,
nah,
I don't
hold up, bitch. Hold up, bitch. Hold up, bitch. Check it out. Hope you don't know nigga. That'll represent like me. Who will say some shit like me? One who will lay the dick like me. Bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who do the shit that I do? Run through your whole little crew. Pay for it if I got to. Hope you don't know now, nigga. That'll run off in your high. Put a gun off in your mouth. Blow your motherfucking brains out. Bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who'll fall off in the club? Free drinks for the show, some love. Play the ball for the buzz. Bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who know more niggas than me? Who do more killers than me? And way more dope dealers than me. Bitch, you don't know now, nigga.
Nope.
Bitch, you don't know now, nigga.
No.
You don't know now, nigga. That dress fresher than me. And you don't know now, nigga. That way more polo shit than me. Bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who do more freaky stuff? Eddie Gucci with the legs up.
Like me, you don't know now, ho. That'll make you come like me, you don't know now, ho.
If you gonna be doing all this, then you need to be on my team, cause I'm the realest nigga you motherfucking know.
Well, if you want me, you know how to find me. Tater, hey, got the number.
Tater, boy, bet that help, Tater, boy.